This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour on the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll notice that I use two forms of hyperbole when we get started on the countdown. I often introduce Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Very quickly, I move my mouth and my brain together, and here we go with the not just the introduction, but the overview of what's going on in the story world, the charts for this past week, and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine is impeccable. It's without challenge. It's the conversation, it's the national conversation, basically, about what's going on. That's what we specialize in, News Talk Radio, sometimes political, sometimes it's just matter of fact. So the story list, the top 10 items there, and the top 10 people on the list are the focus of our intrigue for the most part. Once in a while, we get off on a side street and have a pretty good discussion, if I do say so myself. Michael is very pithy in his comments. He's very well educated as to how all of this stuff works. And therefore, we have made a program out of it called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How's that, Michael, for an introduction?
That was amazing. That was an amazing introduction. And one of the reasons that Doug spoke for such a long time was because we're having trouble finding the chart.
Have you found it?
No.
I haven't found it.
What happened was this is a compute. This is legitimate. It's a computer error, and the computer that brings the information to me in our studio has, what's the word? Crapped out. That's the technical term.
Flown the coop.
Yeah.
As a result,
I could probably wind up getting it, but it would probably take us about another 2 or 3 more minutes, and that's
good. Then we'll have 2 or 3 minutes worth. No. We'll have 2 or 3 minutes worth of commercials, and then we'll get to it, because I do not want to take from you the opportunity for you to be the leader of the pack here. So stand by as we... we have to do these commercials at some point anyway. Why not do them now?
Okay.
I only hope and pray that I have it by the time the commercials are done.
If you don't, I'll save you, Michael. I'll save you.
Will you save me?
I'll save you. Oh, yep, okay. I will.
Super.
Meanwhile, let's celebrate the end of Valentine's week, Valentine's weekend, if you will, with a thought about how you take care of yourself. And that's the message from Calitrin. Huge savings this week on the products that are most likely to help you in your weight goal, your weight loss goals. That is losing the weight. Yep, that's swell. Keeping it off, that's even better, because that's longevity personified. You want to live a long and happy life? You'll be excited to know. Right now, you can buy 3 and get 3 free. That's the Valentine's sale for you, your spouse, your whoever it is that you want to, and maybe your best friend. Whatever it is, you have the savings here right now to take advantage of. So why not? Cap a great week of celebrating, a lot of chocolate, probably out to dinner, et cetera, et cetera. All those things add to your waistline. So we want to help you help yourself. A lot of great consultants that are available when you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. You'll see how the program works. You can download their awesome guide that's free. You'll understand how Calitrin supports weight loss. So join the Calitrin movement. Get healthy. Toploss.com. I hope that you will take advantage of the free shipping also. When you use the there's a discount code they ask you for when you're signing up or buying stuff, and you put in Doug, get free shipping, and make sure that you have the opportunity to get these big savings, all right? Stop the craziness, lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates are in Speculum.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, here we are at 13 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we have done this. We have the charts now through the miracle of AI.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
No AI. Here. This is all real. Absolutely.
Yes.
Non-artificial. At number 10, we have the Sozi or Swozi wins the Santos seat in that special election on Long Island. At number 9, the inflation report and the economy. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Carlson-Putin interview. At number 7, U.S.-Iran tensions. Number 6, the Israel-Hamas war. At number 5, the Chiefs parade shooting. At number 4, the presidential race tied with Trump's NATO comments. At number 3, Trump's legal battles titled with the Willis affair. At number 2, military aid package. And at number 1, the U.S. migrant crisis. The 10 top people, 10 Swozy, rather 10 is Tom Swozy. Number 9, Vladimir Putin and Tucker Carlson. Interesting duo. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 7, Nikki Haley. Number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Mike Johnson. Number 4, Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 3, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. At number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's an approximation of the way conversation went on news talk radio across the country this past week.
You know, it's interesting how our brethren in the news talk radio and television business have taken off, basically taking lots of shots at Carlson, Ben Shapiro, especially the two of them back and forth this week. I thought it was kind of hysterical, actually, to try to focus in on all of the, it's like they were both a couple of putzes. Is that, can you pluralize putz? What's the plural of putz? If you have two putzes, are they two putzes? I guess that,
I'm not putzai. I think it's putzy or putzai.
Putzy, okay, anyway. Yeah. The two of them, back and forth, and so, and these are the upper crust of the talk world.
The upper putz.
Upper putz of the talk world.
Cream of the putz.
Exactly. Yeah, that's even better. I like that. So, speaking of that, just a couple of other insights. This is like Paul Harvey and the Shop Talk. Geraldo Rivera showed up this week on News Nation. Did you see that?
No.
80 years old.
Huh.
He quit working on Fox because he didn't like management or whatever the heck the reason was, but... So now he's shown up on News Nation, and he was on, the contract was announced on Wednesday, and he was on Wednesday night and Thursday night, a couple of different programs. And you know what? He looks the same as he has. I haven't watched him for a long time. And he sounds, I watch News Nation much as possible, and I never paid much attention to Fox. So the fact that I remember him, didn't he come to one of our talk conventions? Do I remember that?
He might have.
Or do I just remember meeting him in some other way?
He might have.
Way? I don't. He did a radio talk show in Cleveland too for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, for a little while. He lives in Cleveland. He moved to Cleveland.
Yeah.
He left New York, moved to Cleveland. I think he lives in Shaker Heights, and for a while he did a show on one of the big stations there. I'm not sure if he still does.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, he still is a force to be reckoned with, even though people, when they mention his name and the vault, and I don't know where this came from. I was watching Kelly Clarkson. In the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't go back to sleep, so I turned on the Kelly Clarkson show, like about 3 o'clock this morning, and Donnie Wahlberg was on, and he was talking about, you know, his career and Blue Bloods and all that stuff. And for some reason, he mentioned Geraldo and the vault. And the audience went wild. Because everybody, I don't think it makes any difference how old you are. People remember that thing when he did it. How many years ago was that on ABC? 30?
It was decades ago, but it was one of those moments in live television history. For those who don't know what you're talking about, Geraldo Rivera on a major network promoted that they're going to, for the first time, and they're going to do it live on TV, break into, it was like King Tut's tomb, it was Al Capone's secret vault. And they did it on live television. They built up to it. It was pretty legit from what I understand. And the problem is the live and legit can sometimes equal zero. There was nothing in the vault. Maybe an old pair of socks or something. I don't know. There was nothing.
Funny.
There was nothing of any interest in the vault. So he kind of had to live that down. But I kind of, in a certain way, admire his courage.
Oh, I do. But I think he reminds me a lot of the for some reason or another, Joe Piscopo I put in the same category, even though he's had a different sort of career.
Very different.
They both ended up on News Talk Radio, and it's because they have these bigger than life personalities, much as anything else.
Well,
the personality speaks more than the issue, I think. You know,
I don't think that Geraldo wound up in News Talk Radio, whereas Joe Piscopo actually has a career for many years as a host in a local radio station. He's on
New York. Yeah.
But I'm not sure that Geraldo... You said something interesting, and then, you know, we don't have to continue to talk about Geraldo, but you said he's a force to be reckoned with. What makes you think he's a force?
Because I think his reputation, the fact that he's created what he's created out of nothing... to have people pay attention to him. I don't know. I just think he's not a force like Trump to be reckoned with, but I still think... you know, one of the reasons I think I said it is because he's 80, and he's still at it.
I mean, what you meant was that he's still viable. He still can work.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way.
Has the background, the name, the profile to be able to get on on a platform like News Nation.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd say that's true. Yeah. I just don't know. When you hear the word force, I don't know in this world, and it's kind of a pet theme of mine, what really constitutes influence, what really constitutes a force. There's so much noise out there, and so many people saying, you know, follow me, hear me, see me, read me, like me, and I don't know if anybody's really getting any traction.
Mm. Well, there's too much of it. And that's one of the reasons we're so confused. That makes the issues harder to track as you do your job here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, Talk Radio, and the focus on issues and stories here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are discussing the issues, the stories, the noise that comes from some of the characters that are involved in this, including listeners, people who engage themselves with the hosts, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole lot of, there were two things, or maybe three, beside Geraldo this week, involving personalities, Michael, and I'd like your read, if you will, on Jon Stewart.
Oh, I think
coming
that's an
back.
Interesting, a very interesting story. Jon Stewart is a unique player, and The Daily Show was one of those strange hybrids that walks the line between comedy and actual news.
Yeah. And the question was asked whether he'd make a good radio host. And I wonder if the people, you know, we've been around this, do radio people make good TV presenters? And the answer is usually more yes to that question than whether or not TV presenters make good radio hosts. I'm not sure that we've...
I think that's an interesting question that we've analyzed for a long time, and I think that it's safe to say that if you're big on television or big on radio, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you will be equally successful or effective right. on the other medium. So when you have somebody like Sean Hannity or somebody, Michael Smirkanish, different people that have been able to do both, that's a double jeopardy. Those people are really good.
But Limbaugh couldn't.
No, Limbaugh couldn't.
Limbaugh could not translate his radio success onto television. He tried a couple of times, it didn't work.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
Limbaugh was basically a shy man, and
TV
doesn't work well for that. Radio, you're able to be the Wizard of Oz. You're able to lose yourself in that theater of the mind that you help generate. You become a character in your own fantasy, and it's a whole different psychology to doing a radio show. You had mentioned somebody, would Jon Stewart be a good talk show host on radio? Probably would, because he's very cerebral and
right.
and
affable as well.
Yeah. So I think that he would be
right.
good. And then there are a lot of people that are on both media that aren't good at either.
Yeah, but I think we've got, what's his face from Fox that we like at the conventions? Why do I, my name
is, his name is Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade is
often
good.
The butt of a lot of jokes. He's often attacked by the left. He's often made fun of because of his nice nature. Sometimes he does come across as not necessarily the most hardball of pitchers when it comes to questions. But he is a very smart guy, and he is a very nice guy.
Very likable guy.
Very, very well liked in the industry, including you and I both like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like Sean also because, we go way back. Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a 60-second story, and then I don't mean to make this about me, and it isn't really about me, but it's about an experience that I had. When Limbaugh was in his first 3 years, he and I started at the same time, roughly. He started in August of 1988, and I started doing the Good Day program in October of 1988. And so we crossed paths. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time, and he started his Rush Rooms. Remember, he did the so-called concerts. He'd go around to the cities where he had affiliates when he was into it. About 3 years into it, he was doing all of these concerts around the country. So when he came to Cincinnati, I was his sort of his bodyguard. I was his, because he was on the station that I was on, he was on before I went on. And so we spent a lot of time together over a three-day period. And one of the things I noticed, as you just said, when I brought him to a meeting of sponsors and stuff, he was so shy.
Yep.
He wanted to stand in the corner. Didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so how that changed over the years. Anyway,
he was always shy.
Yeah, he was always shy. 28 after, this is Good Day. Or Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
One of radio's enduring traits is its grassroots focus. When it comes to emerging trends in music, pop culture, sports, news, and opinion, radio's always been most effective when it reflects and gives voice to the street. The music, language, and concerns of everyday people, no matter their age, gender, origin, or economic position, can be included. Freedom of expression has had an advocate, a fertile ground on which to grow on the radio airwaves. This has been one of the keys to radio's popularity and ability to survive for well over 100 years, and it's the answer to what it'll take for the medium to have a positive impact on inclusion and mutual understanding for the foreseeable future.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
Well, it's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them, and I take exception to it.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. Special Counsel Robert Herr is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Herr's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on great radio stations, he said with his voice cracking, like WWPR in the Sarasota, Florida area, and WOCA in Ocala and near Citrus Springs, Florida. Good to have you all on board. Thank you for being loyal listeners of fashion to our conversations about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We were talking about some of the personalities, and before we leave, I thought we ought to spend a moment talking about the impact. You write big story this week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, by the way. The story of George Soros being the predominant holder of loans for one of the big radio companies that has gone bankrupt. This is the story, unfortunately, too many times in the last, since actually 1996, when that law was passed to allow, open season, buy as many radio stations as you can. And so two or three big companies went out and bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations. And now this company, Audacity, I don't even know. It's Odyssey? I don't even know what
it is. It's Odyssey.
Odyssey. Thank you very much. Anyway, they've gone bankrupt, and Soros apparently holds a $400 million note. against the stockholders. So all the right-wingers are doing a lot of musing about that. Michael, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to think. It'll play itself out. It doesn't necessarily mean he'll have influence over programming, nor that he may even want to. Things are, whenever there are these kinds of major upheavals in terms of ownership of radio, there's a period of denial where the parties involved say, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to change, it's just behind the scenes, and then things change. So we'll keep our eye on it very carefully.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, this is a non-story. It is a story, but it's not from the story list. I just wanted to have a moment speaking about money and its influences. There were two things that happened this week that involved Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. One of them was Michael Jackson, who's no longer with us. His estate sold a half interest in his music catalog for $1.2 billion. Half. That's all. Half. Remember when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles?
Yeah.
Their song catalog for like $385 million. Also this week, Rod Stewart sold his full song catalog and some of his the rights for his name and likeness to an investor for over $100 million. So there's lots of dough. And as these guys get older, you know, why not cash out? I guess that's probably part of the
intellectual property aspect of their being. First of all, with AI, their images and their voices can have value for years to come. The songs are great music. As the years go by, we look back at some of that rock and roll, the kid music, you know, the kids' music, and people made fun of rock and roll. Now there's comparisons to the great classics of the classical
era. Right. And Bach, Beethoven, and Lennon and McCartney.
Well, it's true, you know. I mean,
it is true.
Probably the two greatest songwriting teams of the 20th century was Rodgers and Hammerstein and Lennon and McCartney, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Look at how diverse that is. But as time goes
followed
by...
Followed closely by Holland, Dozier, Holland.
Look, there are some great teams. You just mentioned one that was wonderful in the R&B arena. And Motown, the hits of the Supremes. I mean, and now, even today, I mean, look at how Taylor Swift has just totally... She's turned the music industry upside down. Historically, she's going to be one of the most influential players in music of both the 20th and the 21st century. I mean, she's amazing. And I'm not talking about whether she's good or not. I'm just talking about her impact on the popular culture and the business that is involved in it. So
she's a billionaire now.
Yeah.
She has done so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's worth more than her boyfriend. So let's talk about that for a moment, the Super Bowl and the related parade shooting, witnesses describing the altercation. This is a disgraceful example of what happens in our country. We had several different mass shootings this week. This is the one that got the most attention, as is obvious by the fact that it found its place into the countdown list at number 5.
Right.
So here we go again with somebody who it was about a fight. I mean, they were fighting about
As of this broadcast, because you and I don't know what's going to happen, but the information that's coming out is that it was basically a fight among fans, that it had nothing to do with terrorism or some mad shooter or anything that was premeditated in terms of these violent acts of mass shootings. It was just a fight, as if it were a fight in the stands, you know, or at a soccer match, and that's all we know at this point. But it just goes to show you got to be very careful going to high-profile public places where there are a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. Being too many guns and people are just out of their minds. Craziness. And so they have this parade. You know, it reminds me of when we were kids. I remember when the Celtics won, I think.
Boston has had fabulous parades. The Celtics, and the Patriots. Look at all the every Super Bowl was a parade with the Ducks and winding through the streets of Boston, and then ending at the Government Plaza and the big speeches. Yep. Well, they do that everywhere in cities where they have a major championship in Kansas City.
Remember when someone like in Los Angeles or New York, the crowds get out of control and they burn cars and they try to set buildings on fire.
I don't think they did that in New York. I think that's happened in Detroit, where the fans are so excited and so happy about a championship, they go out and they loot and burn cars and turn cars over and create all kinds of mayhem. Lovely. I don't think we're in that era anymore. But look at the different look at the different phases of violence and bad conduct that our society has over the years. This is not a new phenomenon that suddenly it's violent in America. And violence is around the world, too. I mean, you know, America's not the only place where they have these kinds of violent happenings.
A lot of violence in China because the economy's gone into the tank and people are leaving. They're coming here. They're going there. There's like 800,000 people have left China this year because of the economy, because they don't like the government or whatever it is, and they seem to be able to find their way out. That's an interesting
It's very hard to govern China, and it's very hard to govern Russia. Interestingly, a story that did not make our chart because it happened late in the week, but it's a very big story, is that Alexei Navalny, the well-known dissident, the thorn in the side of Putin, well, he died in prison. They got him. They finally got the guy.
What a shock.
40-some-odd years old. And that's interesting. But Putin always has his hands full keeping Russia united. There's so many different ethnicities. I mean, even the Soviet Union was even vaster and more diverse. But Russia is a federation of its own. And China is not an easy country to govern. So, you know, we get the idea that these countries run smoothly and everybody's happy. Hard.
Not at all. There's as much dissension there as there is here. We just don't get good news information about it. I thought I'd mention for a moment the passing of Bob Edwards, who I don't know if we consider him a news talker. He was the anchor for the NPR Morning Edition for 25 years. He passed away. Everybody liked his voice. I don't know. I met him once, and I thought he was... let's just say I didn't warm up to him. Maybe I'll put it that way. But you know, people knew who he was, and he held on to that job for a long time, so he must have been good, right? Would you say
he was important
to a job?
He was important. Yeah. I don't know if holding on to a job means you're good. It means you're good at holding on to a job.
On to the job.
But Bob Edwards was the basic prototype of the NPR sound. And, he rose with that, and then he fell after that because at the peak of his career, the beginning of this century, the tastes in anchoring changed, and it went more on a breaking news ad-lib type of a situation with personality, and he was kind of representative of the old NPR sound, and his shows were pre-programmed, pre-produced, and basically scripted, and that changed.
Yeah, right. Like a lot of the TV stuff, you know, Hannity's show is all pre-produced and taped during the day, and they put it together at night.
Television,
a lot of those shows, same thing.
Television is far more pre-paired.
Packaged.
Than radio, which goes back to a conversation we had in the first half hour of the program of why some people are good for television and some people are more talented for radio. They're very different. A lot of TV stars come to radio and they can't keep it going for 3 hours without a script, without makeup, without hiding behind their face. And it's very
You know what
psychology.
I remember?
Yeah.
Most about Bob Edwards, then we'll move on. Jimmy Carter was out running one morning, and he was listening to Bob Edwards on NPR, and he heard him, Edwards, wish his wife, First Lady Rosalynn Carter, a happy birthday. And Jimmy Carter had forgotten it was her birthday. So you remember that. Listen, good stuff like that. All right, the economy is number 9, the inflation report. Stock market has worked well this week, closed up. At the end of, as we get to the end of the week, another record high. Shares of AI companies are going up and up and up. So retail sales are good. Everything in the economy feels good. 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are down to 6.7%. And the Fed looks like they're going to lower the interest rate a quarter of a point. So pretty much the news on the economy is good. unemployment and all that stuff, the numbers, isn't it interesting? Well, but we still don't have enough money to buy a house.
You wouldn't know it to listen to the political discussions out there. The economy is extremely subjective. It depends on your own circumstances.
You know,
the old thing is, you know, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. You know?
Yeah, right.
But I think it's very popular right now to complain about the rising cost of living, and maybe rightfully so. It does seem to be real expensive to live today.
Food. Oh, yeah. Because the gas means going back up again, that sort of thing. We're talking with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
All right, back with a couple of quick hits here. We were talking about what went on with the shooting at the Chiefs parade. Do you know that 5,000 people, Michael, this is hard to believe, 5,000 people have died in our country to gun violence so far in 2024?
That's frightening.
5,000 people. It's the middle of February.
It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. Yep, exactly. All right. Tell me what you think about that. I forgot when we were talking about the Russians and stuff. Putin said he this week he prefers Biden over Trump. So what kind of fun is Trump going to have with that? Because didn't Trump...
By Putin saying he prefers Biden over Trump, that's plays right into Trump's
good for
hands.
Trump's.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, isn't it amazing?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
You announced the Talkers Convention this week. We had World Radio Day, been busy with that, and now the 27th annual Talk Media, Talk Radio.
And you'll be there in a major way, and we look forward to that. We'll keep people informed about all that activity. The wheel keeps on turning, you know? It's a very exciting.
Fun stuff. All right, Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Best song the Bee Gees ever did. Robert Stigwood Organization. This song enabled him to buy a 175-foot yacht. I remember that story, right? Stigwood and the Bee Gees and the movie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Chuck Curry is here, movie man, movie moments, what's going on for the weekend, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, let's deal with the reference to the Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever, Chuck Curry.
Yeah, well, first off, that soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever was the biggest selling soundtrack at the time. It was enormous. It really fueled the success of that film. Very good movie, but the soundtrack connected to that movie. You know, both helped each other immensely. We play that because it was announced yesterday that it appears Ridley Scott, acclaimed director, signing on to helm a Bee Gees biopic over at Paramount titled No Jive Talking. Ridley Scott, who's now 86 years old, just finished shooting Gladiator 2, still going extremely strong. This will be a high-profile project. You got the Bob Marley movie in theaters now. Had a really good opening on Wednesday. You had Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man. Those are really good films. The one that didn't catch on as big as I thought was I Want to Dance with Somebody, the Whitney Houston biopic. I think because it was her life was so depressing, especially in the second half, that maybe turned some viewers off, but this is a good genre. I like this genre a lot, these biopics. I like it. Very good.
Queen Latifah says she'd like to get Dolly Parton to come on The Equalizer. I thought that was funny. She said she kicks
Why
butt.
Not?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm sure she might think about doing it, right?
Right. Yeah, why not? Apparently they tried to get it to happen last year, and they didn't. But they're trying to make it happen this year. And it's you know, be kind of nice, funky stuff.
Sure. Why not?
Why not? The NBC Universal folks have ordered a pilot for a new Suits, which I find amazing. You know, they put that up on a streaming service, and it became the number one thing. What is the NBC's streaming service?
I think it's based on it's a spinoff of one of the characters. I don't watch the show religiously. But I got to say, you are correct in saying that Netflix obtained the rights to Suits. It became a massive hit on Netflix. Many generationally started to binge watch that show. My wife and daughter never watched it before, and they started watching it because, you know, what happens is people start to hear that other people are watching, and it gets you intrigued or excited.
It's a very good
watching
show.
Something. Yeah, it's very good. It's a very good show.
I heard
show.
That they were all coming back. Patrick Adams said he's ready to come back. I don't know about Gabriel Mock yet, but the redhead is coming back, and what's her face who played the female leader of the team. But at any rate, there is going to be a new cast, and then some of the other actors will be
involved. Here's the thing about, and we talk about this all the time, me and you, Benty, about, there's things I don't like about streaming at all, which we know. I don't like new theatrical movies that you play in theaters being released on stream initially, but I love the concept of older shows getting rediscovered on streaming, archived. You know, I was watching a YouTube video with Kevin Smith last month, and he said, in his picture, in the 80s, you went to the video store. And in 2024, which we now currently live in, Doug, the video store is in your living room because it's all archived digitally. And I think that stuff is awesome. That part of it, I think, is awesome. And, you know, it's good for the actors and people, creative people who work very hard on these shows, that their show can be rediscovered and become a rejuvenated hit on streaming. I think that's great.
Yeah, it is great, and that's the fabulous thing about all of this stuff. It really is. I think that we have a lot of things. Like I was exposed to Prison Break on my trip home from Los Angeles last week. I'd never watched it before.
Right,
and I just thought I'd sample it. It's fabulous. It's a great show. A very interesting show.
There's so many good shows. And the thing about television, when you haven't watched a show in a decade and then you rewatch it, it feels completely fresh. I give you an example. On my podcast, I got a chance a few months ago to interview Noah Wiley, who was one of the main stars of ER. And I asked him what it feels like about ER getting rediscovered generationally. And he says that's his kids and their friends watch ER, and they were like shocked at the work he did on that show because they really never watched it before. And I said it's on two streaming services, and that stuff's really good.
Yep. All right, Chucker, we'll be talking to you on Monday about box office totals. Not a lot of new stuff coming up because I guess it's Valentine's Day, but hopefully we get some new product to talk about next week. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.